means it's time to bring in Mike Causey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right, so you thought football was over, didn't you?
It is.
No, it's not. It is most definitely not over. This weekend will mark the introduction, okay, of the AAF Football League.
I'm not even going there. What's AAF?
It's a league that has been formed by some pretty impressive people and it's got a sports contract with CBS. And it's done a lot of smart things that Vince McMahon's XFL didn't do, which is bring in a lot of former NFL money players to be owners and advisors. Plus, it's the better you play, the more you get paid league. There's teams in San Diego, San Antonio, Atlanta, Orlando, Memphis, Birmingham, Salt Lake, and Arizona. And it's pretty cool. I mean, the way they've got it set up. And it's not for up and coming players. It's for anybody who can't make the NFL, even if they were in the NFL, they can be in this league. And salaries are controlled. And costs are controlled, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens. To see if it can hold on to some people that want to see football or not.
So, 1 week till spring training starts.
I know. I thought that's what you were going to say.
Who cares?
Yeah, yeah.
Who's going to play in there? The trash that can't make the NFL is going to play in there. So it's a second-rate league, and who cares? I'm glad football's over, and according to the public, I think they're glad it's over too, because the Super Bowl was the lowest viewership in 12 years.
10.
12. What year is this?
My report said it was 10.
It's 12. 2007. 19 minus 7 is 12.
Yeah, right.
At least when I went to school, it was.
I'm just saying. I'm just looking at a story that say it was the lowest watched Super Bowl in 10 years. But 10.
So I'm sure a lot of that has to do with the quality of play, as well as the Saints not being allowed to play in it. So, football, it's gone. Who cares? Let's bring on the pitchers and catchers in 7 days.
All right. Okay, so now, did you hear this story about the ESPN host?
Which one?
Adnan Virk.
Who?
Adnan Virk.
God bless you.
He's been on.
Adnan Virk.
Yep. Adnan Virk.
Is that a real name?
He worked on air, and he was considered an up and rising star. He was one of these obnoxious on air hosts. But he was fired.
ESPN's full of them.
He was fired. Walked out of the studios last week. Why? He leaked information on Major League Baseball negotiations.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No. And they found out about it, and they fired him.
Too bad a few other announcers from ESPN won't link things on baseball negotiations, because they need the door, too. The extra stupid sports network.
Well,
ESPN.
So, anyways, so he's out.
Good. That's great. That made my day.
I thought that and the football story would make your day.
Football.
Football. So now, what else is up?
Coffin in the ground.
What else is up in sports?
Not much right now. It's a 1 week lull until, like I said, the spring training camps open up, and then, you know, I'm sure we'll hear stories about how the Mets can and should win the East, and, you know, last year how the Yankees lineup will be even better than it was last year, this year, and, you know, we'll hear all those stories, and it doesn't matter, because all you have to do is pay a little bit of attention to spring training. And you can tell who's going to be who. Like last year, when I was down there early and I saw went to see the Orioles play, and I told you they might be the worst the worst team in baseball, and sure enough, they were pretty close to it. We'll see how it plays out. It's going to be a fun year. It's going to be interesting. A lot of stories. Can Houston come back? Can Boston win again? What's going to happen with the Dodgers? There's a lot of stories going on in baseball, and when it gets played out, we'll see how it goes. But before that, you're going to have the NCAA tournament for basketball, which is going to be good. There's a lot of good teams this year that can win. I watched Tennessee play Saturday night. First time I saw them play this year. They're the most impressive team I've seen all year. They're a tremendous team, and it's going to take a lot for them to get beat. And personally, I'm looking forward to the Kentucky-Tennessee game in about 2 weeks. That I think that game is in Kentucky, and that's going to be a battle. Because you got to figure they're going to play now, and they're going to play again in the SEC championship. And whoever wins those games is going to get a better seed for the tournament. And unlike some people, I believe seeding matters in the tournament, because if you have an easier route, although you still have to play the game, it is an easier route. So we'll see what happens there. Kentucky's been moved up to fifth. Tennessee still is ranked number one. So that's going to be a battle of the Titans when that takes place.
All right. So some Los Angeles Rams were tweeting the night of the Super Bowl.
The night after they lost?
No, pardon me. Some New Orleans Saints players.
Oh, yeah, and rightfully so, I say.
Lance Moore tweeted, "I think I know a team that would have scored a first-half touchdown in this game." Ted Ginn Jr., "Don't cry now, L.A. Justin Hardy Sr., "Didn't watch a second of the game, but I'm here to say," and he had laughter with the tears, L.A. cost us a run at it.
Not L.A. didn't cost them. The league cost them. Not L.A. I wouldn't hold sour grapes against the Rams, because the Rams are just beneficiaries of the calls that the refs made. The refs and the league screwed the Saints, not the Rams. Okay. You can't hold any animosity against the Rams.
All right, Michael Thomas tweeted, "Leftover gumbo."
But I totally think that the Saints would have put on a better show than the Rams did.
Not saying that they would have won, but they would have been it would have put a lot more pressure, and I think there would have been more points in the game.
Not only that, big difference is the quarterback position. Drew Brees would have found a way, at least to be competitive in that game. The Rams weren't even competitive. Like when I was watching at times, the announcers kept saying, "It's hard to believe that this is the score because the Rams have been so severely outplayed." So, yeah, I don't think it would have been that kind of a game. I think it would have been a more open game. Wouldn't have been a highway game, but it would have been more competitive, because even though the score was close, what was it, 16-6 or 13-6? I don't even know what it was anymore.
10-3.
10-3? There you go. 13-3. I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
It would have been a better game with Drew Brees in it.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it. All right. Well, I guess that's about it for sports this morning.
Yep. Just, the WWFL is closed for another year.
All right. Hey, we'll check with you tomorrow morning.
I'll be here.
All right, Mike. Take care.
Have a great day, guys.
Yeah. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.